Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Great people listening all over the globe, the ships at sea, the troops in foreign lands. From Rhode Island to Los Angeles on the AM and FM dial, I'm Alex Jones coming to you live from Austin, Texas. It is Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2003. The websites are Infowars.com, being updated right now, and PrisonPlanet.com, already updated for you, to be updated multiple times daily, thanks to the great work of Paul Watson, who's been turning up the heat there at PrisonPlanet.com, adding new sections every day of vital information, video, audio, documents, news conferences, assassination information, you name it, PrisonPlanet.com. Spread the word. Huge show lined up for you. Right now we're lining up Angel Shemaiah from Keep and Bear Arms involved in the Silvera case. The Supreme Court threw back down to the circuit court and said, yeah, we agree that all guns can be banned and that there's no Second Amendment. The ruling actually says that. Also, about once a week, I have Paul Watson on the show. I want to line him up today if he can do it, to talk about a new development. Turns out there was a government press conference days after the blackout of this summer all over the east into Canada, down to the Carolinas. Turns out that they were doing chemtrail spraying, some type of government drill. That much is admitted with magnetic pulse weapons. In the meantime, there is so much news, so much information today that we're going to cover, and I'm going to cover all of it. If SARS hits U.S., quarantine could too. The New York Times, any excuse to get martial law rolling in our lives. Barracks blast injures 41 U.S. troops. 5 killed in suicide attack in Russia. Taiwan warned by U.S. not to vote for independence in violation of our own treaty with them. And they're going to have the big Chi-Com leader over here with the big salute and the toasting their tyranny. These people have killed more than Hitler, but our government loves them. China's win to get 19-gun salute, spectacular pomp from the White House. U.S. Again cautions Taiwan on independence, tells them to back off. Missiles outfitted with dirty bomb warheads, apparently missing, expert says, from the AP. Voting machine makers are trying to fight back as the evidence comes out of, well, how they're stealing our right to vote. President Bush is less conservative than Clinton, Orange County Register. And this was by a well-known conservative commentator. In fact, I have 3 editorials by well-known conservatives saying Bush is out Clinton and Clinton. Oh, you figured it out 3-plus years into his reign. I mean, I wish for Al Gore or Bill Clinton or Hillary, because these monsters couldn't get their agenda through because conservatives would be wary of them. But that's not the case with Herr Bush. So that's coming up too. A great article by Chuck Baldwin as well. Without alliance and allegiance to the Constitution, party partnership means absolutely nothing. USDA creating national livestock ID system. 2/3 of Israelis back creation of Palestinian state, poll shows. CDC vaccine study slammed as a cover-up of autism and what the injections are doing. Teen generation will be the world's sickest adults. London Telegraph, UN warns on population surge. And more on the world ID card. That's just some of what's coming up in this first hour. Believe me, we haven't scratched the surface. You will want to stay with us. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And the website's Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fioricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it is Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2003, as we chronicle the dark days as the global empire expands, as freedom and liberty is destroyed, as electronic prison control grids are erected around us, and as the next phase, a massive offensive triggered by government-sponsored terror, looms on the horizon. We are here in the trenches, transmitting globally, splattering our message out in information warfare via the AM and FM dial, a huge internet listenership, as well as global shortwave, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central at 12.172 and 93.20, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 68.90. I'm about to launch straight into all the latest bombings and police state activities and disgusting communists coming here to be toasted by George W. Bush and his Clintonista clones. But before I launch into the news, I do want to encourage every listener who can make it to come to Houston, Texas this Saturday from 6 p.m. to midnight. I will give a 30-minute speech. We will then show 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, on the big screen. Then we will have a question and answer, an intermission, and we will show John Carpenter's They Live, which is amazing film to get people's minds outside the box and to see the bigger picture. So that's this Saturday at the Alamo Draft House Luxury Movie Theater. I mean, it's so nice, folks. Nicest theater I've ever been in Houston, Texas, at the West Oaks Shopping Center. And at InfoWars.com, we have directions there. You can link through to the movie theater website and purchase your tickets online. It is $10 to see both films, and it's a great place to network and to meet like-minded people. Last time, it seats 350 people. 200 were turned away. Now, I don't think that'll happen on the second go-around, and they didn't sell out until 7 p.m. 200 people just showed up right when it was about to start, thinking that they could get in, and to my dismay, 200 got turned away. I suggest you go to InfoWars.com and link through on the website and buy your tickets now, or get there at about 5:30 next Saturday. Don't get there at 6 o'clock. Now, again, a lot of folks have already seen it, so it won't be as big a crowd probably, but still, you need to get there 30 minutes early to get your tickets if you're not buying them online. I don't want to discourage you from coming. Frankly, we ended up letting about 30 or 40 more than we should have in, and I ended up letting a bunch of people in for free once it was overflow, and we put out folding chairs. And, of course, Mel Gibson's dad and a lot of his family and Mel Gibson's sisters and people showed up. That was a lot of fun. I didn't want to say they were going to be there, even though they told me they were going to be there. And I don't know if they'll be there this time. But really exciting, a lot of fun, great place to meet like-minded people. It was amazing. It was a lot of fun and a lot of great information. And they've got pizza and hamburgers and all that stuff there. I mean, it's a luxury movie theater. It's the nicest of the four Alamo Drafthouse theaters. They've got three of them here in Austin. And again, I know most of you in the country can't come to this event, but it is interesting just to talk about the success of the past events. We've shown Road to Tyranny twice in Austin. It sold out here both times, though we didn't turn away hundreds of people. So get your tickets now at InfoWars.com. Or just show up 30 minutes, an hour early, buy your tickets, then go to Dillard's or Nordstrom's or go shopping. You know, you can show up at 4 o'clock on Saturday, get your tickets, and then go shopping for a couple hours. It's in a big, nice, you know, shopping mall, and it's just such a nice theater. You'll be amazed by it. You have your own table in front of you, and it's nice, folks, and a great place to meet and network and get involved. So I hope to see you in Houston, Texas this Saturday from 6 to midnight for a double feature, a police state expose double feature. All right, let me get straight into the news. I also want to take some time out to thank Stephanie and George, who are both running the show today, while Mark Carl is on a well-deserved two-week vacation. I want to thank the network and Ted Anderson and Michael Trudeau for never censoring me and allowing me to have this First Amendment venue. I want to thank from the bottom of my heart all of our AM and FM affiliates. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank, number one, our listeners. And I want to thank, number one, God, Jesus Christ, for the opportunity and for moving station owners and managers' hearts and minds to put this show on the air. The show is growing by leaps and bounds. We are reaching conservatively 2 million people a week. 2 million people a week. And I know for a fact that a lot of prominent politicians listen to the show, have seen the films, thanks to you. I know for a fact that many prominent Hollywood people are being deprogrammed by this show and are listening right now via the internet and, well, now on the local AM that covers L.A. I know for a fact that we are changing minds and having an effect, and that is very, very exciting. And I'm blessed to be part of this, and it's humbling to me. It humbles me to realize this many people are listening, and thank you for bearing with me when I spin off into rabbit trails and histrionics. But it's hard psychologically to stay focused on this every single day, but it would be harder to go along with the New World Order And, you know, last night I was on KOA out of Denver, 850, for 3 hours. And so I went to sleep at about 5:15 this morning because I couldn't go to sleep for about an hour after I got off the air. I was on from 1 o'clock in the morning, I guess midnight out there, till 4 in the morning there, 5 in the morning here, and I got about 3 hours sleep. I'm not complaining, but that's the type of dedication that it's going to take to get this country back. And if you want to interview me on your local AM or FM station, anytime, any place, unless I'm live on my own show, I will be there. Because I will not turn down an opportunity. I talk to people in grocery store lines. I talk to people at the shopping mall. I talk to people on the street. I talk to people everywhere I go. I roll down my window and tell them to tune into the local AM affiliate here in Austin. I'm taking action. I know we're under attack. I know. I've put on the sunglasses. Again, the analogy of in They Live, you put the sunglasses on, you can see the real world. And once you've seen the real world, it's impossible to go back. You either have to fight the globalist, or if you're a sociopath, evil, wicked demon, I guess you join them out of cowardice. All right, let's launch straight into the news that I mentioned in the first segment. If SARS hits U.S., quarantine could too. Now, this is the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the Force Inoculation Program. The CFR was saying they were going to use smallpox for sure to hit Dallas, Cleveland, and Denver, according to CFR head fearmonger Gary Hart of the Hart-Rubin Commission. You've probably seen him on television. He said we would be hit last year, but 99%+ of police, firefighters, and medical workers refused to take it. So now they've had to move on to SARS, which has been looked at very closely, is genetically engineered, has been altered by humans. Again, I've got voluminous, prestigious medical reports on that. And now they're trying to fearmonger with that weapon. I will remind you that West Nile was given to Saddam in 1984 by Donald Rumsfeld and the Commerce Department. So we have that as well. And this is how they're going to get their control. Oh, we're just giving you martial law for your safety, General Eberhardt at Northcom Command in Colorado Springs has said. The former CENTCOM head, Tommy Franks, has said. As the health officer of Alameda County, Dr. Anthony Eiton is prepared to make tough choices if SARS reemerges this winter or spring, as many infectious disease experts fear. Now, again, it kills about 1 out of 100 that get it. The flu kills 35,000, but see, you're used to it. You're not scared of it. It's not the unknown. So they have to fearmonger with this. By the way, the federal government 2 years ago dug up frozen bodies near the North Pole of dead explorers and whalers, dug out the super influenza that killed 40 million people about 85 years ago, and they are saying that they are developing it as a weapon. So watch that pop up, too. The county just across the bay from here has identified 2 large buildings where, if voluntary steps to quell an epidemic were to fail, the authorities could sequester not just people who are sick, but also people who might have been exposed to the SARS virus, Dr. Eiton said. See, and during the hysteria, they can arrest patriots and Christians and pastors, and that's the public COINTELPRO plan. Any public official, left, right, anybody who's not controlled by the globalist. And in 99, they turned an old 747 hangar at the old Robert Mueller Airport here in Austin, put bolts and chains in the floors, dozens and dozens and dozens of porta-potties, thousands of cots, barbed wire inside, giant containment cages, and they built these all over the country. Here is the New York Times admitting this for you today on Infowars.com right now. Read that again. The authorities could sequester not just people who were sick, but also people who might have been exposed to the SARS virus, Dr. Eiton said. They will chain you down. The buildings, he said, could house up to 100 people. The one in Austin will house 1,000. And could be guarded to keep anyone from leaving. Oh, it's a virtual certainty that sometimes in the near future we will see SARS-like event in the United States, a highly communicable infectious disease that will require mass quarantine or isolation, Dr. Eiton said. We'll talk more about this and other key news. But this is their blueprint, their smokescreen for martial law. Brace yourselves for it.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Do you hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days? Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like it? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the next segment, we'll take your calls. Toll free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. And it says the plan, again, this is to put you in concentration camps because to keep you safe from SARS, however, also calls for health authorities to cooperate closely with law enforcement and to consider, in extreme cases, electronic forms of monitoring, detention facilities, and establishment of heavy guarded quarantine zones It also calls for respecting civil liberties and keeping the public informed. Again, that's like saying I'm going to shoot you in the head and take care of your personal health. Patrick Libby, executive director of the National Association of County and City Health Officials, that's the guy that gives everybody marching orders, said the health authorities in many jurisdictions had been identifying possible buildings and preparing for possible outbreaks. Oh, long before 9/11 you had. Yes, but now you have to announce it to us because now it's getting time to use people are taking the questions absolutely seriously, Mr. Libby said. With the SARS outbreak, it really sharpened the focus on the nuts and bolts planning. Some issues facing health officials, Mr. Libby added, concern legal processes for imposing quarantines, ways to house people and manage their needs, and the financing of such undertakings. Isn't that nice? And so they're going to have to put you in these rest and relocation centers. That's what the British called them. And, of course, it was the British government that released foot and mouth and used that to get the farmers and ranchers off their property. Well, I guess they just call them farmers over there. So you can comment on that if you'd like to. We'll get into more of it later. Barracks blast injures 41 U.S. troops. 41 U.S. troops were wounded in a suicide car bombing outside their barracks near the northern Iraqi city of Mosul today. In a separate incident, three Iraqis were killed in a rocket attack on the Sunni mosque in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. The attack on the U.S. base happened after a car drove at the gate of the barracks in Talifar, which is 30 miles west of Mosul, U.S. military spokesman Major Terry Kate said. Guards opened fire on the vehicle after the driver ignored orders to halt as it approached the base of the 101st Airborne Division, 3rd Brigade, early this morning. Also, five killed in suicide attack in Russia. A female suicide bomber detonated explosives in a car near Moscow's Red Square on Tuesday, killing five people and injuring 13, the Artar Tass news agency reported. The blast took place on the capital's main shopping street near the National Hotel. Ambulances were on their way to get eight victims. 10 people were treated on the spot. Windows on the first and second floor of the hotel were shattered. She said Russian state television showed footage of broken windows of the car. Alarms could be heard. We've caught Putin blowing up buildings and bombing stuff, and then no body of the suicide bombers found. There are real terrorists, but the majority of the time it's government. Putin uses it as a police state crackdown. Oh, we ought to be proud of ourselves here in the U.S. Talk about out Clinton and Clinton. How many talk show hosts, how many writers like Mr. Gertz criticize Clinton, and rightfully so, for supercomputers, missile parts to China, toasting the leaders of this despotic state in the White House? Well, it gets worse under Herr Bush. Clinton would never chastise Taiwan. Taiwan warned by U.S. Island F not to provoke China on the eve of Chinese Premier Wen Jiabo's visit. The Bush administration signaled a tougher stance on Taiwan's moves towards independence yesterday, warning the island not to take any unilateral steps that might provoke the government of the Chinese mainland. Now, the rightful government of China that our government sold out in 49, that's now admitted, is in Taiwan, and now it's just publicly being sold out. A senior administration official briefing reporters in advance of Wen's meeting with President Bush today said the administration had decided to drop a policy known as strategic ambiguity, declining to say how it would respond to efforts by either nation to change Taiwan's status. Instead, the official said actions on both countries had forced the administration to spell out more clearly that it thinks each nation should do to maintain stability in the Taiwan Strait. So a 54-year-old policy and a treaty to be on Taiwan's side, a free country compared to China, is now being discarded. Out Clinton and Clinton by light years. It will be hailed by neocons as very conservative. You will be a communist if you're against the communist. As part of the diplomatic code, the official said, coercion or use of force by China is unacceptable, but the bulk of the official's remarks concern Taiwan, including a sharp rejection of a referendum scheduled this spring that U.S. officials believe is designed to inspire Taiwan's independence movement. I will tell you that we are giving the Taiwanese the message very clearly and very authoritatively that we do not want to see steps towards independence, and we don't want to see moves taken, proposals made that a logical outsider would conclude are really geared primarily towards moving the island in that direction, the official said, speaking on the condition of anonymity. So, telling people not to be independent from murderers that have killed more than Hitler. That's the new America, the new conservatism.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets, you've tried the pills, you've tried counting calories, you've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working? You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to help when you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, I want to see you if you live in Texas especially. No excuse if you live in South Texas. In Houston, this Saturday, 6 p.m. to midnight, I'm going to show 9/11 Road to Tyranny and then John Carpenter's They Live. I'm going to speak for 30 minutes at 6 p.m., show Road to Tyranny, then take question and answers after Road to Tyranny. Then we're going to show John Carpenter's They Live, and that's at the Alamo Draft House, the West Oak Shopping Center, obviously in West Houston. You can order tickets online, link through to the Alamo Draft House website at Infowars.com. Hope to see you. Great place to network. A lot of wonderful people to meet. In Houston this weekend, please bring your friends and family. It'll be a great event. By the way, before I go to Charles and Ron and Jay and David and Jess and others, it's always nice to hear from the ladies. Some days we have mostly female callers, but most days it's men. The toll-free number to join us on air on any of these news items I've been covering, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, more on how they're building concentration camps for you during a so-called SARS outbreak. They couldn't get their minions to take the smallpox shots. They can't go ahead with that forced inoculation for the general public, so they're falling back on SARS. This from the New York Times. Also, more on Taiwan warned that they're being abandoned after 54 years of the policy of defending them. Bush has publicly today abandoned them, and they're to give China's win to get a 19-gun salute, spectacular pomp from the White House, something Bill Clinton didn't even do. So, again, you're a communist if you're against the communists now. You're not a good neocon. U.S. cautions Taiwan independence threatens them. Missiles outfitted with dirty bomb warheads, apparently missing, experts says. Voting machine makers on the defensive as their fraud is exposed. President Bush is less conservative than Clinton. This out of the Orange County Register by a well-known conservative writer. Without allegiance to the Constitution, party partnership means absolutely nothing. This by Chuck Ball, another great article. USDA creating national livestock ID system. Two-thirds of Israelis back creation of Palestinian state. That's a shocker poll. CDC vaccine study slammed as a cover-up. Teen generation will be world's sickest. UN warns of population surge. Another article on the world ID card system being unfurled, being unveiled, being brought out in plain view. Cannibal murderer shown to court. The idiot videotaped it. The sicko did. Israel trains U.S. assassination squads in Iraq. London Guardian. Also out of the Australian. Israel aiding U.S. in Iraq. We reported this months ago, but here it is. That's only going to inflame things. Big story out of the Sunday Herald here. It's been covered by the Boston Globe for years. The FBI used this guy to frame men for murders they did not commit to keep the real killers free, and the cover-up goes on. Folks, that's just some of what's coming up. Before we go right to your calls and then to more of this key news, I have made 10 documentary films. The newest is The Matrix of Evil Exposed, and it's Congressman Ron Paul on world government, Colonel Craig Roberts on the New World Order and the police state, Frank Morales covering Posse Comitatus and the drug war, Cynthia McKinney on UN-run white slavery rings and 9/11, excerpts of three speeches I've given. It's a different type of film. My other films aren't, you know, speeches and interviews. They're mainly done in documentary format. This is a different type of film, and people are giving me rave reviews of it. It's a little over 2 hours long, $25.95. If you get three or more of any of the 10 titles, whether it's 9/11, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside, Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, they drop down to $20 a piece. They make great gifts, and they're waking up roughly 80% to 90%. Of those that see the films. Because lately I've been hearing from a few people that say folks aren't waking up. All of them aren't waking up. So I think that number's down to about 80% right now. I actually kind of keep a mental average of it. But the vast majority are waking up that see the films, whereas just a few years ago, about half of those that saw the films were waking up. Now the climate has changed. So much evil's out in the open. The globalists are connecting the dots for us. You have to be in great denial not to see what's happening with world government, with the Supreme Court saying we're under world government and they're going to follow the UN's orders. So please call to get the videos. Get Paul Joseph Watson's new book I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, over 300 pages. Incredible new book. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift when you get one book. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll free to order at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Don't wait. Go get the videos. Get the books today. Make copies of the videos. Force multiply. Pay it forward. Get the information out to people. It's one of the best and easiest tools we've got. So what excuse do you have? And it supports this broadcast. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's talk to Charles in Louisiana. Lamar. Charles?
Lamar.
Okay. I believe he's got his radio cranked way up. We'll ask Charles to turn that off, and we'll go back to him.
Hello?
Yes, Charles. Go ahead.
I thank you for what you're doing, Mr. Jones. I'd just like to say for this Christmas, all the listeners, just wake up one person this Christmas. We'll double our audience. We'll be stronger. We'll have a better chance to win this thing. I really don't feel, Mr. Jones, we got that much longer. I really feel that.
Well, I just read the New York Times. Charles, have you seen the takeover?
Yes.
Then you saw the local newscast and our own video, our own interview out there at the site. Do they not have porta-potties, barbed wire fences, thousands of cots, and places to chain us down? That was built in 1999.
Yeah, in the airport, they got chains in the floor and all that.
And now, yeah, the old airport's a huge camp, and now, they're openly in the New York Times telling us, oh, it's a new development for our safety, and they're building these in every town.
Well, that's what they probably told the Jewish people to get them in the ghettos. It was for their safety.
They told them it was to stop infection and for their security and for their safety. And there was, of course, the delousing that took place when they herded them into the boxcars and then on into the chambers.
But, Mr. Jones, if everybody listening to this, just one person, and everybody could do it, Mr. Jones. I beg them, please, for our country, just wake up somebody in their family, a neighbor. Just do it. We'll be twice as strong. We'll have a better chance. We don't have that much longer. And, Mr. Jones, I can't go to let my wife go to a FENA camp, maybe be raped by some foreign troops.
Well, at that point, you know what you got to do, bud. We're trying to avert that, but if they want to pull it, it's going to happen. And I would advise the police and everybody else to stay home and to not try it.
Yes, and please, I know you get tired of me talking about the tapes. I know you do. But if everybody get the tape and get to somebody for Christmas, we would be twice as strong. Just one of your tapes, any one of them. Any one of them. And believe me, it'll start the mind rolling. You know what I'm talking about? It'll start the mind thinking. The tapes are the only way I got to fight. It's the only way I got to fight. And now right now, my VCRs are giving me trouble. I'm kind of shut down, but I'm going to start trying to put out 120 a month now.
And how many videos have you put out?
Wait a minute. Hold it right. Since I talked to you, there was 4,324.
Wow, that's a lot of copies. Well, I know this. It's having a huge effect, so keep it up.
Well, here's the thing. It's my life. People get mad at me. My wife gets mad at me. It's my life putting this out. This is the only way I got to fight. You understand, Mr. Jones? And when I don't do this, I'll get depressed because this is my calling.
Well, it's the same way. I mean, there I was up at 5 a.m. after working yesterday. I got up at 7. It's not true. 6:30 yesterday, and I went to sleep at 5 a.m., and I'm energized because, that's right, folks, I'm energized because we don't have a choice. Now, you talked about waking up your whole parish, police going from threatening to arrest you to asking for more copies and buying you donuts.
Buying me tapes, too.
Describe that process.
Well, when I first started, I didn't have the tapes, and I was putting out flags, you know, for Larry Nichols' show, and they threatened to arrest me, take my dog, and all that. And so I really got depressed. So I tuned into your show, and I got Police 2000, and I passed that out. That didn't have too good of effect. But when I started passing out 911 Road to Tyranny and Bohemian Dog Secrets, that's when they all start coming to me. I mean, when I walk in now, they come on, sit over here and have coffee with me. It's the truth. The police do this. And I'm a felon. I can go into the courthouse, and they shake my hand, and they ask me, my mother needs a tape. Can you run me a copy? Here's a couple of dollars. Get me a tape for my mother. Yeah, I'm serious. It's almost like, I feel good about myself, and I'm waking them up.
Well, I hate to go on with this, but, folks, this is not hype. And I didn't know you were going to go through all this, Charles, but I thank God these videos are waking up the vast majority of those that see them. We have a tool, but let me explain why, and then we're going to move on, Charles, because I don't want to spend all day on the tapes, but I appreciate your fine comments. I don't know what the deal is, but folks, everything we put in these is so hardcore. I mean, take the takeover, the second police state video. 10 minutes of 2 hours and 5 minutes is the FEMA camp at the airport. It's mainstream news articles about the camps. Of 3 or 4 minutes of Road to Tyranny, that's 2.5 hours long, is FEMA in Kansas City saying all Christians are terrorists, all founding fathers are terrorists, they're enemies of the U.S. government. I mean, they say it. They do it for us. All I do is take all this stuff they've set up and done and put it together. And there's not a jury in the world that wouldn't convict them of a criminal conspiracy to overthrow the republic. Charles, anything else?
Yes. If everybody would just search their heart and just one tape this year to their family, we could double our audience by the first of the year. We'll be twice as stronger. All they have to do is do it. I don't see what's so hard about them doing it.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Yes, I appreciate it. Take about 5 minutes of the two-hour, five-minute film, Police State 2000. It's the San Antonio Police Chief, Al A. Philippus. He's now retired, but this was in 99. Throwing Delta Force out for trying to bribe him and firing machine guns into restaurants. That's 5 minutes of a two-hour film. Black helicopters burning buildings, foreign troops running around screaming. That's 30 minutes of the film. I mean, I can't describe what's in them. You just got to see them. Okay, let's. I don't want to plug it all day. Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go ahead. Welcome. Good to talk to you, Ron. I appreciate you holding.
Oh, that's fine, Alec. I'd like to shake Carl's hand. That guy must be tougher than an old boot. He really must be.
I've talked to Charles before. He was tortured in Louisiana with a bag over his head, their favorite tactic in Russia and the U.S., to make him confess and sign a confession. And I believe him. I have the FBI here caught red-handed murdering people to keep their drug dealing going.
I heard him talking about that one day. I think there must be a time lag on your films, Alex, from the time people see them until they get over the initial shock, and until they finally come around to what's going on. You almost need to issue a disclaimer with these films, Alex. They're not National Geographic videos by any means, and they shock people so much. They're certainly not for the faint of heart, but.
Let me stop you so folks get an idea why. Let's take another 2 minutes of the takeover. I walk in the sheriff's department, big, nice sheriff's department in Brooksville, Florida, and I say politely to the public spokeswoman, I say, I would like to talk to the police chief about the special forces training with the police. She begins yelling at me. A woman comes from behind the counter screaming in a Marine Corps shirt, I want martial law. Line them up and shoot them. I mean, folks, everywhere I go, this is the type of stuff we get on tape. So that's why they're so scary. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, my first thought is, of course, your 9/11 film. I'm here in Oklahoma City. I followed the bombing from, I felt shocked. That morning, I followed the bombing from day one. I read the newspaper every day. I watch the news report. And the information was there in the newspaper and on the news, but you'd be amazed at how many people even here in Oklahoma City didn't pick up on that information. And
I mean, there's the news saying, here we are, removing the bombs.
Well, right. And I remember. And I also I met an Asian kid at an auto supply house one night, and we got to talking, and he was telling me that his brother was an architectural student at University of Oklahoma, and their class assignment was to design a building that was bomb-proof. This was after the bombing. So his brother comes to Oklahoma City, takes pictures of the Murrow Building after the bombing, goes back to work on his assignment. The FBI finds out about it, goes to his parents' house, since his parents are immigrants, scares the daylights out of them, then goes to OU to his apartment and finally finds the kid in class, drags him out of class, confiscates his picture, mind you, of the Murrow Building.
Well, that happens all the time.
And, of course, the kid had already turned the assignment in, so what? But anyway, they took what they could get, his pictures and negative. So, yeah, I'm really aware of what goes on. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We had, I remember following the newspaper account of the retired Air Force general coming to town. He even testified before the legislature, talked about the bombs being, or said that charges had to have been placed on beams in the building to have brought the building down.
Well, in the film,
manner.
We have the video of the blackened blast points where they were sheared off.
Right. That all that information is in your film. A lot of people aren't aware of that. But I gave some of your films to a World War II vet who saw a lot of combat, Navy vet, in the Pacific during the war. He even showed me a picture of the carrier that he was on with a hole in the deck from where a kamikaze plane had crashed through the deck. And after he watched your films, he couldn't sleep at night. He was so upset because of what he saw and what was going on now in this country after he fought so hard and risked his life during World War II. So, these films, there's a lot of information in them,
appreciate it. I don't want to, I mean, this happens every once in a while. It's kind of turning into a discussion of the films, which I guess we can do. But, yeah, they really are a good tool.
But there's one thing, what I wanted to ask you, Alex, what is the drug or the connection between the CIA, black drug gangs, local law enforcement, local government? What goes on there?
Okay, thanks for the call. I'll answer the question. What happened is you had a few families that controlled the liquor industry in this country, and they were losing control via competition. So they lobbied and used the useful idiots who were for prohibition to pass it. And they knew that because they'd done it 100 years, about 80 years before in China, with the British brought down the country by controlling the opium. And they knew that by making it illegal, that would boost their profits. They could ship it in from overseas out of Canada, and it could corrupt local officials by the black market. It would boost prices in their market. And they started federal checkpoints, expanded the FBI, did all of that during Prohibition. And it's the same thing with heroin and cocaine. I'll try to elaborate on that when we get back, and then we'll go quicker to these calls. Jay, David, Jess, Jim, and others. Stay with us.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, we'll go right back to your calls. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we've got Larry Pratt joining us to talk about the new gun rulings that are horrible. Just on the whole drug dealing situation, people go, well, they're against drugs. Yeah, they're for seizing your house, putting you in the private prisons. By making the illegal drugs illegal, they boost the price. Then they ship it in. When they bust a cartel, it's somebody that didn't play ball with the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, Grasso would go visit the FARC guerrillas and say, invest your money publicly in the New York Stock Exchange or we'll attack you. They say no, they get invaded. They only spray the communist-controlled areas. It's a market. Skull and Bones was founded with opium money. That's in your encyclopedia, folks. This is who runs the country. The Hyde Park Roosevelt dynasty was the big British East India Company family, publicly bringing in about half the laudanum, or liquid opium, sold in drugstore counters, snake oil. Yeah, you won't worry about that toothache anymore if you drink a bunch of heroin. So that's what's going on here. And notice the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs we have. So that's the relationship. It's a way to corrupt our police, corrupt our FBI, corrupt our society, and make drugs fashionable when they're a bunch of degenerate trash selling them. Jay in Colorado. Jay, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I know you don't like to go on too much about the videos. I know Jay has been that way with the call so far, but I've had a problem with the delivery of mine, and it's not been just 2 weeks or anything like that. It's been like 6 weeks. I ordered a three-pack with the new one. I'm not sure if the new one is holding the delivery up of the other two, you know? Because I know you said
it's been released, and what you need to do is you need to call, because I'd say about 1 out of 100 videos we get the wrong address or something, and it goes on and on. You need to call this number right now.
Okay.
512-291-5750, and we'll ship it out to you.
Is that the office
yes.
machine stuff?
Yes. 512-291-5750 for anybody that's had any trouble. Now, what else is on your mind, sir?
Well, also the I got the 9/11 Road to Tyranny DVD.
Yes.
And I had trouble playing it on DVD players. It seems to be like jamming up in I think part whenever Tom Brokaw, whatever his name comes on the screen there, part four.
Well, you need to call us and we'll send you another one.
I can't get through to anybody, and the one number for ordering says they can't. All they can do is
order. Well, sir, what happens is if you call 888-253-3139, that's an operator service, and they will give you my office number, and they will call you back today. So
they haven't yet. I've left messages, and they've sent emails from the
way. Tell you what, let me put you on hold, and I'll get your phone number, sir, and I'll. Because 99% of people, 99% of people don't have a problem, but some do. And
no, I know.
I'm going to put you on hold right now.
I got the other one in 2.5 weeks.
You got the other one in 2.5 weeks?
First one, yeah.
Did you order via the toll-free number?
I sure did.
That's where all the problems are stemming from, and I may drop that service or get a new one because the operators are writing addresses down wrong, and they're going
thing.
To people's neighbors and stuff, and it's killing me. So that's let me finish. Number one, you can always call here to the board op and give me your number. I'll call you back. But I can't handle this on air. I can't help you on air.
Right.
I'm in a radio studio. But every problem is the toll-free number. And for some reason, and we probably got your address wrong. You got your first video. We'll get you your videos. I'm going to put you on hold and get your number. Thank you. Let's go ahead now and talk to David in Texas. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I wanted to call and say thank you to you. I have been watching you since the mid-90s, and here into the 2000s, I started getting involved in it myself. I'm now producing a local show and hooked up with a man that you know, Eric Rainbolt.
Yes.
Anyway, I wanted to let you know, and your listeners, please get involved. I have a few more things.
I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side, and then we'll get to Jess and Jim as well. And we got Larry Pratt coming up to talk about the Second Amendment. So stay with us. This is very important information about what the Supreme Court has done. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, chemicals, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.